Welcome to Money and You. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are catching up from this whole season of Money and You. There's been so much talk about what's going on in the world with the recession talk and talk about, you know, high interest rates and market fluctuations and all these other things. But what we must be cognizant of is an awesome thing about our lives, that things always appear one way, but they're another way. You know, yes, they're high interest rates, but if they're high interest rates now, they have to come down. And so this is why it's really important for us to understand how to use our money and really to make good financial decisions, that even in the midst of high interest rate, there are things that people are doing. We're being, you know, things are being bought. People are making money. And this is why it's really important to understand, you know, how to manage your money in this. And I said we were only going to do 4 episodes, you know, this fall. And this is one of the episodes. So we're just going to talk briefly about, you know, understanding, you know, these market, you know, what's going on. Your money is the most important thing, is one of the most important things in your life. And this is one of the reasons why I want to really do these podcasts, just because to give you the heads up about your money and understanding what's going on. Money is really important to a lot of people. In a lot of times, people don't understand what they're doing because they don't understand their lives. And one of the things that's important is understanding your money. This is, a lot of people don't understand their money. 71% of people, according to Duke University, worry identify money as a significant stress, cause of stress in their lives. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, doing this, what knowledge does, knowledge helps diminish stress. I learned a long time ago in college, I wanted to make good financial decisions, and I learned to do such in college with, you know, I had people teaching me all the time and telling me how to, you know, to really help to manage my money. I started learning, this was in 1993, really starting to make, you know, good financial decisions. I had a friend of mine named Heidi. I had a big amount of money, and my friend wanted me, you know, I told her about making a big purchase, and she looked at me and was like, why are you spending the money on all of that? And it's really important to think about those things, because that's one of the things I had to do. I had to think about that, and I did. And one of the things I, you know, all these years later, I've been really thrilled about, you know, making that good financial decision, because I got to think about what I was doing, and that's really important. She caused me to really think about and make good financial decisions, and that was, you know, 30 something years ago. I'd never been taught really how to manage my money and everything, but she was really instrumental in helping me to really understand the crux about money and really understanding the mechanics of money. And it's really been over these last 30 years since I went to college in 1993. And ever since then, I've been learning about managing my money. This is one of the reasons why I wanted, you know, to teach our people, making sure our people have this information, because once you start to have information, knowledge quells fear. And understanding that you can be in control of your financial lives, it will reduce your stress. And so learning about money helps reduce your stress. This is one of the reasons why, you know, you encourage to read the website Investopedia. Investopedia has all your financial information that you need, all the financial information you need. And it's just educating yourself, understanding what assets, which are plus And then liabilities, which are minuses. Understanding your finances is a very important part of your life, and really getting that information is really super, super, super important. This begins to disrupt anything that doesn't match up. When you have knowledge about your finances, you begin to live in peace. You have mental peace because you're making good financial decisions. You're not worried about a bill. You're not worried about spending, and you're not worried about getting into debt. You know, one of the things, most important things, is to stay out of debt. This is what is really important. The Spirit told me to stay out of debt, and I've done it. That's one of the things, is owe no man anything. I've stayed out of debt. This is one of the most important things you could ever do, is, you know, really think about, you know, getting, you know, make the decisions accordingly, so you don't go into debt. What debt does, a lot of times, I always tell people, I always think about this. There are just, you know, sources, you know, understanding, you know, the types of debt. You know, when you're buying a house, that's understandable because a house is appreciates. A house appreciates. That's an investment. Your house is an investment. I also understand student loans, even though, you know, you can define other ways, because that's an investment in you. Any investment in you is always going to pay off. I'd spent a kajillion dollars at, on student loans for me, and it was the best investment I ever made. It was an investment in me. I made that investment, and it's paid off handsomely. I mean, that investment in me has paid off. I mean, it was a lot. You know, you're spending $55,000 on yourself, and I spent that money on myself. It paid off. That investment in me paid off big time and handsomely, in more ways than one. It paid off so much over the years, but it was an investment in me. And it's really important to understand these investments, and pretty much anything else. You know, understanding a car, you don't go into debt for computers and other things that you can pay cash for. And, you know, learning to save the money is really important. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, understanding that your financial life is important, because it will reduce stress. Like I said, stay out of debt. This is one of the reasons why I encourage people to read Investopedia.com and the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. Robert Kiyosaki is a very excellent source of bringing financial peace. One of the best things you could ever do is have financial peace. That will clear your mind like nobody's business. Is to have financial peace. You're making good financial decisions, especially in marriages. Marriage is a big source of stress. Money is a big source of stress in marriage. When you learn to really have, a good grip on your finances, you begin to live a life that's acceptable. Because one of the things I told people first is give people the ethereal or the spiritual parts of things. You are assured of wealth. That's a guarantee. Next thing you need to understand is meditation. And next, that, you know, to figure out what you need to do. The next thing you need to really understand is to really begin to educate yourself and to really build your knowledge. One of the best things that ever happened to me is I got a job at Wells Fargo, which I learned finance. I learned about global finance at Wells Fargo in 2002, from about 2002 to about 2004. I learned finance, and it was just amazing the things I learned. Global finance is just wonderful. To learn about the mechanics of finance, I just ate it up. I just ate it completely, completely up all the time. I couldn't wait to go to work to learn about financial markets. And so this is really important. This is what got me my start, really in this, to learn the financial, everything. I learned about mortgages at Wells Fargo. I was taught, we had a young lady named Amanda that was a trainer, and she taught about mortgages all the time, because we were working in mortgages, understanding mortgage crisis, subprime lending, and all these other things, tax lien certificates. I mean, there's just so many ways to make money. There was just so many ways. It opened my eyes to so many ways to make money. I was also teaching at the time, which is really interesting, teaching at the time. But there were so many ways to make money that I learned. And so, you know, understanding that that was a big deal, you know, to learn those ways to make money, the very, you know, so many different ways. And so this is one of the reasons why we learn to really just, you know, really to just listen and really educate yourself. Knowledge is key, you know, to really educate yourself. Knowledge quells fear. And this is why Investopedia is a very awesome source of knowledge about finances, really to everything. As we talked in the previous episodes about this, knowledge is key. Learning everything you could possibly learn about finance is very, very important to get your financial life in order. Knowledge is light, and when you have light, you're learning, you're expanding. The more you're learning, the more you're expanding your mind. And this is really beautiful, is to expand your mind on the knowledge of finance in your life. You know, learning how to make investments, learning how to make long-term investments. When you understand that money grows over time and not immediately, you won't be privy to get rich quick schemes. Instead, you're just making long-term decisions. You'll understand that in order to make money on a house, you purchase a house for $250,000 today. It won't appreciate that much for a few years, but it's an investment. You begin to build up that equity. And so this is really beautiful to understand that you are just creating the life you desire by, you know, educating yourself with knowledge about your finances. And this is really important to do. Educate yourself and learn your knowledge. Like I said, I learned in 2002 at Wells Fargo when I was in Boone, North Carolina, and I've just carried this knowledge. I've just carried this knowledge with me all these years. You know, you learn about mortgages, you're learning about subprime, market fluctuations, you're learning about how to read stock markets, you're learning about the ins and outs of banking. I learned in and outs of banking. I learned about, you know, how money works and, you know, learned about, you know, the London Library, which most people don't understand. You know, the London Library, let me tell you what this stands for. The London Library is what people, London Library is a London interbank offered rate, or the LIBOR, is what most is used by major banks in the market for short-term loans. So that's one of the things you have to remember, is that, you know, what you're seeing, you know, on television, and there's always an underlying or undercurrent of things going on that the average consumer doesn't understand. This was a bench rate used for short-term loans. It was phased out and replaced by the secured overnight financing rate, which means that, you know, another sort of the same thing, just a different fancier name than that. These are what, you know, major banks base their interest rates on. It was used as a the LIBOR was the average interest rate at which major global banks borrow from one another. It was based on five currencies, including the U.S. dollar, the euro, the British pound, the Japanese yen, the Swiss franc, and served several different maturities, you know, from 1 week to 12 months. These combination of the five currencies and seven maturities led to a total of different five rates that was commonly quoted as an interest rate for 3 months dollar. So it was, so that's one of the things that happened. It was used to calculate a daily rate. So things have changed, a little bit. As they've switched out into something else, So now we're using what they call the Secured Overnight Financing Rate, or the SOFR, a benchmark interest rate for the dollar-dominated derivatives. And don't have any time to go on all the lists, so I'm just trying to give you some basics. But that interest rate is what your mortgage, your average mortgage rate was sent, was your average mortgage rate was listed as. One of the things that is, banks loan each other money all the time. When you understand the history of banking, and I remember, I recommend a book for you to understand what our banking system it's based on the Medicini, I studied it, is the Medicini brothers, hold on one sec, the Medicini brothers, I believe, and people don't understand a lot of what our the history of banking can, you know people understand this, is really important. The evolution of banking is really important over time, and to understand this, religious temples were used as banks because they were safe places. They, you know, churches were used, and so there were other parts of this. But the current system that we used, I believe, came out of the early 15 to 1800, you know, merchant banks. What we know is these new, you know, industry banks as JP Morgan and other stuff, these came out of the 1800s. And so understanding the history of where you, of your money, and understand where your money is going is very, very important. And we will talk about this, these things more and more, and I will give them a kind of a brief history of what's coming up and give you some tools to really that you can manage your money, because you know, when you're managing your money, you will have financial peace. That's one of the things that we're really helping people to find out, to give you financial peace, about living your life in financial peace. This is your host for Rick Rawls for Money and You. Thank you for joining me.